was OD like DOC, remember that. My TOC was quite OD, ID my facts. Now POV of you and me, similar Iraq. I don't hate you, but I hate to critique, overrate you. These beats of a dark cart use bass lines to replace you. Take time and erase you. Love don't hear no more, no, I don't fear no more. But I get respect and quite sincere no more.
Oh, it's so sad to think about the good time, you and I. Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know we used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey! Now we got problems. And I don't think we can solve them. You made a really deep cut. And baby, now we got bad blood.
Hey! Remember when you tried to write me off? Remember when you thought I'd take a loss? Don't you remember you thought that I would need you? Follow procedure, remember? Oh wait, you got amnesia. It was my season for battle wounds, battle scars, body bump, bruise, stabbed in the back, brimstone fire jumping through. Still all my life I got money and power, and you gotta live with the bad blood now.
Yo, what's up? This is Tierra Thomas, and you're now tuned in with D.
Raining in the sky.
100 and she got her own De Niro.
Zero.
about your ass?
What's going on, fam? It's your boy Lou Christopher, and you're now listening On Air with Baby Dwayne.
Yeah. If I was looking for girls, I'm past that. Unless you got ass, wait, I'm tripping. Say you caught me slipping, say I'm honest when I'm sipping. But it's real though, for real though. All of these questions I answer, goddamn them. Guess I respect them, but baby, you know this. Told you before this. Girl, if I'm mad and they looking, it's hopeless, I know this. Even when the cash goes down, you always pick me back up off the ground. Baby, you my rider. Die, I'm a wife, yeah. They just want sparks trying to light them on fire. Do I look to you like I delve in desire? I'm just too focused on taking this higher. You need a G, though. I told you I'd be that. But if I see Rihanna, you promise we'll 3 and broke me up, it's true. If that ain't love, then girl, I'm done for you. You saw the picture, the girl that wasn't sick. She just wanted an autograph, I just wrote it on tits. It was never that wrong, it was never that bad. She probably only did it to be ballin' on the gram. And niggas always say them girls is calling for your man. Nigga, you should do it to him, nigga, you should do that. If I say a word, then it's just to get the crew act. We'll be by the exit, ask around when Luke got. Know they gon' say it. They can never prove that. Tryna get a nigga, I'm just tryna see where you at. Fucking with you, girl. Yeah. I don't wanna be a player no more. Got him only fucking with you, my baby. I don't wanna be a player no more. Got him only fucking with you, girl. Yeah. I don't wanna be a player no more. Got him only fucking with you.
Yeah.
loves some. In the club with the lights off, but you acting shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing, how you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. What you acting shy for?
Just give me you, just give me you, just give me you. That's all I wanna do. And if what they say is true, if it's true, I'ma give me to you. I may take a lot of stuff, guaranteed, I can back it up. I think I'ma call you bluff. Hurry up, I'm waiting out front.
Everybody, thank you for tuning in to On Air with David Dwayne, your only rock star on the mic. Yes, 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 my fierce wings. What's good with y'all? Happy Wednesday, October 21st. Yes, the month is ending. The month is damn near 10 days ending.
Whew, October came and it went and it came and it went and it came and it went and it came and it went.
But anyway, guys, so glad that y'all can join us because tonight we have Lovin' Hip Hop Hollywood's Milan and Miles joined with us. Yes. So everybody's been asking questions about, you know, what's going on besides the show, you know, what's going on with the show that we're not seeing. Guess what? We get to talk about it all with them. So make sure you guys keep it locked because we're going to roll the interview at any second. Actually, we're going to roll it twice tonight. That way, so y'all get a chance to hear it in case y'all miss it or anything. And we're going to bring entertainment news as well, so you guys don't want to miss it. It's crazy nonsense going on between Meek Mills and Wale, but like, okay, so let's just get brief into entertainment news real quick because this one is burning a hole for me to talk about. First of all, okay, so Meek needs to shut up, okay? He's clearly not learned since the whole Drake incident and all that nonsense. Like, I would have shut up back then. So Wale goes on The Breakfast Club, and he is premiering new music like that, and you know, he says something derogatory in the sense of, you know, about Meek, and Meek decides he wants to take it on Instagram. So some, you're not MMG, and you talking about some Ross owes us money, and like, he just went off the handle, and I'm thinking to myself, like, dude, there's certain stuff that you just don't say. Like, if that's really the case and y'all got y'all on personal beef, like, keep it between you and y'all and stuff like that. Like, don't nobody on social media need to know that. But furthermore, Meek, why are you stooping, like, very low like a bitch, nigga? Like, I'm sorry, and I don't mean to, like, come at Meek like this, but he's really stooping like a bitch, nigga, and he needs to step his game up, because if he wasn't with Nicki, he wouldn't be saying that. Oh, this guy's the crazy stuff. He might, you know, do it in songs, but to get on social media, like, to get on social media and act in the damn ass, check yourself. Check yourself, bruh. Check yourself. And, you know, that's just a hot mess with all of that. So I don't know why he thinks he can do that and pop off at the lip, but damn, Meek, you're, like, really digging. Anyway, that is First Entertainment News story for y'all tonight. We're going to get into some Drake, because I'm tired of talking about Meek. This is crazy nonsense. So to die us over from Meek's crazy nonsense, we're going to play Hotline Bling. But now, wait, did y'all see the Hotline Bling music video, though? I know y'all are like, why is Drake dancing that way? But here's the thing about it. Here's the real thing. Y'all know damn well y'all be dancing Hotline Bling just like he do. And some of y'all do. How could you not? Like the, you know, like the slow dance and all something. Like, come on. Why y'all front on Drake? Y'all can do all the little memes and the stuff on Instagram and all the other crazy nonsense that you guys may do. But it's like, let's be for real. Like, let's be for real. Stop fronting on Drake. Keep hating on Meek. And like, come on. Like, anyway. Let's get into Hotline Bling. Enough of that, because I can go on for days and days. So, Hotline Bling, and we'll be back.
Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching roll? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
me. Bank account look like a ballot, homie. Yeah, check the money. Packing, you get the trip and they unpacking, homie. Yeah, I overdo it. Yeah, that's talent, homie. Yeah, I'm overdressing. Ain't no salad on me. Me and Dave together, holy matrimony. Yo, it's hard to smile. It's when they ain't free. One, I got real ones on trial. It's fuck all my peers unless we talking about Belle Isle. It's the check is seven figures. I might try and dial this. And if I fucking make you, don't be blowing up my phone. Lately, I've been messing with girls who tend to own on they own. I turn dusk in the dawn, turn my chair to a throne. Fuck her off in the whip, make her take Uber home. Culture, the chromosome. I grew up without a hammock. I did everything except panic, feel me? Finally famous, the family, and we expanding on the top floor like we tanning. She throwing tantrums. She gon' hold this like a Grammy. I give a bomb D and do damage. She
that
like,
back up off me, I said, whoa, yeah, yeah. Back up off me, I said, whoa, yeah, yeah. Back up off me, I said, whoa, yeah, yeah. Back up off me, back up off me, back up off me, I said.
edible arrangements was there.
Goodbye.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Hi, Nip. So I'm calling because I would like to make an edible arrangement.
Okay. You want to place an order for one?
Yes.
Okay. Is this going to be for a pickup or a delivery?
It's going to be for an old-fashioned delivery.
Okay. And what day would you like this delivered?
I need this delivered today.
We actually stopped delivering today at 5. Our driver leaves at 5 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so late.
Yeah, we stopped. We don't even do pickup orders after 5 either.
How about tomorrow?
We can do tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
And did you know what kind of arrangement you wanted?
Yes. I'm just looking at the fabulous website. I'm just trying to figure out which one. It's the one with the cute little chocolates and the flowers on there.
Does it should have like a name on it or a product code. It's like a 4-digit product code. The name works too though.
It says a delicious fruit design.
Okay. And does that have anything dipped on it or did you want anything dipped?
What can I have dipped on it because it looks already scrumptious as is.
Well, the arrangement itself with nothing else on it comes with pineapple, honeydew, cantaloupe, strawberries, and grapes. And then we can always dip half of strawberries. We can dip the pineapple. We can add different things like apples, bananas. We can do apple truffles. So, I mean, you have a good amount of options of what you want to dip in that.
I need everything dipped on it because it looks so, oh, my goodness.
And we have 3 sizes of the fruit design. We have a small, a regular, and a large.
Right. Can I do a large? Because, see, this homegirl, she is such a fantabulistic sales representative, so I got to hook her up.
Okay. All right. So did you want to dip the strawberries in this?
Yes.
Okay. Did you want to dip half of them or all of them?
All of them?
Okay. So then it is actually an extra 20 to dip all of them.
That's okay. Money ain't nothing but a chicken wing.
All right. And did you want to add any apples or bananas or anything?
Yes.
Okay.
And I like to.
All right. So we can do, did you want to do both apples and bananas or just one?
Yes, because I like to eat apples and bananas, child. Mm-hmm.
We can do 8 apple wedges for 8. That's the same price. We do 8 apple wedges for 12, and we do 8 bananas for 12, too.
Okay, we'll do them both like that.
Okay. Who is this going to be going to?
It's going to go to a Megan.
M-E-G-A-N?
Yes, it don't matter how you spell it. She tried me.
And do you have a last name?
Yes, James.
And is this going to a home or a business address?
I think. She kind of, I'm not going to do that to the poor girl. Mm-mm. It's a house, I believe.
Okay. And what's the address?
It's 112 27 Otis Lane.
You said 112-27?
Otis Lane, yes.
Okay, and the zip code?
19701. It's almost like your address, though.
Well, we're 1227 Quintilia Drive.
I know, but it's like right around the corner.
It's coming up for some reason as invalid. You said 11227 Otis Lane, O-T-I-S?
Yes.
It's coming up as invalid for me, so let me try and look it up online.
Okay, that's weird. I just had them change the street so that she loved by Otis. So she wanted the street changed to Otis Jane, so I changed it for her.
Don't know that that's a valid address. I'm not getting anything on Google.
Okay, well then how about I send the arrangement to you?
What do you mean?
Like, I give the gift to you because you've been such great customer service.
Oh, I can't really do that.
Yes.
I can't. We can't do stuff like that. I mean, I can send it to somebody if you want.
Why can't I send it to your house then?
Because, I mean, I can get the arrangement here. I don't really need you to do that.
But you've been such a fantabulistic doll, and I just appreciate you, child. Yes.
That's very nice of you. I mean, if you have another address, we can send it to whoever else.
Yes. Can you send it to 221? Goodness, I'm trying to remember Lakeisha's address. Hold on one second. Yo, Brenda, what Lakeisha's address is? Still no. This girl is knocked out. How about I have it sent here, okay, to a 138 Pulaski Highway.
And what's the zip code for that?
19701. That's right down the street.
I think actually all of the Pulaski Highway addresses are also, they're actually in the thousands.
Oh, you know what it is? It's actually 1137 Pulaski Highway. How much is my order coming out to?
With the delivery, it is at $131.
Ooh, that's a grand price. A grand sofa, you're a husband. Your heart beats true. And this is gonna be this is gonna be perfect for my Super Bowl. And then y'all got the Super Bowl one too, I see.
Yeah, we have one in a football.
Yeah, touchdown.
And who did you want this arrangement to go to for the name? Was it still going to Megan?
Yes, and Billy Ray Cyrus.
I'm sorry?
It goes to Megan and Billy Ray Cyrus. That's what he calls himself. He thinks he know about that icky breaky heart stuff. I told him, illusion.
All right, and do you have a phone number we could reach Billy Ray Cyrus at?
Yes. It's 302. 279-5032.
Can I get your name, please?
Yes. It's La Otis. Otis James. Just don't call me Rick, because I'm not related to Rick.
Okay, that's fine. And I'm just going to need the billing address for the credit card you're going to be using.
Oh, my goodness. You need it now?
Mm-hmm. We would need payment now.
Oh, my goodness. How about I come right now and I give you the card?
We can do that, yeah, if you want to come by and pay for it.
Yes, I'll come by. What time do y'all close?
7:00.
7:00. I'll be there right now. I just live right down the street.
That's fine.
All right, so hold that order. I'll be right there.
Okay, that's fine. I'll hold it for you.
All right, thanks. Toodaloo.
You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Cause I'm mommy, you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Cause I'm mommy, you know I. You gon' need to do more than just. I got the ever since you walked in, shut my phone, slam
my door. You know I know that you've been on it, but I've been on it, on the low. Just let a young nigga get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though a young nigga want you. Shawty, I promise the truth, and when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it. Yeah, fuck around, spend time on it. Yeah, that's why I came back to you. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. So you gon' need to do more than just. Came back to top. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. So you gon' need to do more than just.
Yo, what's up? This is Tierra Thomas, and you're now tuned in with D.
All these rabbits, you know they ain't cheap. Booty and free, all over this lava. Hot sweating, legs up on the dash, foot on the pedal. Keep it together, keep it together, keep it together. You don't want to see them lights, boy. Triple X like we strike, boy. I can ride around all night. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Not too fast, slow down. I'm about to go down. Level when you zone out. Riding with my top down. My top down. Is it cloud? Windows up when we up. Watch this ass come out of these sevens.
Like a present.
Pins on the glass, private session. Come sit in my section. Sit in my section. Pulling all on your necktie. Feeling your thighs on my thighs. I can ride around all night. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Got a full tank, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Money in the bank, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Tell them we come in. We got. Sippin' on my ties, breaking, but it ain't no red lights. Booty in the air like a skyline. Beta, beta, like we on Lifetime. Pedestrians looking through the window. Locked out of heaven like grown out. But don't stop, we just on the intro. Lips so soft like a pillow. Got me shaking like we did a drive-by. Killed the cat, but she got nine lives. Got up off the car, taking long strides. Damn, you did that high five. Now everybody waiting on me. But you done had me coming since three. Baby, you the best I look. You the best styling. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Got a full tank, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Money in the bank, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Tell them we come in. Tell them we got.
In my car, door swing open for my passenger. Look up in the mirror, fix my mascara. People wanna know who the hell is her. Drop top riding in my coupe de ville. I stay mobbing in my hoop to steal. Rattling the trunk when I play the tracks. Word to the left, yelling holler back.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning back into On Air with David Duane, your one and only rock star on the mic. My First Wings Radio, right here, right now. We got Love and Hip Hop Hollywood's Miles and Milan with us. What's going on, fellas?
Good, how are you?
We are doing good. Thanks so much for joining us today. We definitely appreciate it. Gotta tell us, what made you both want to join Love and Hip Hop and then be so open about, you know, the relationship that you guys both share together?
You know, for me, this is Milan, by the way. I don't know if you know our voices between the two, but for me, I just really wanted to help out the community because there was no one on television that was like me or Miles, you know, and there was no relationships, any open gay black relationships on television either. And when I was suspecting Miles of doing things behind my back, I thought that this would be a good platform to explore because not only will it help out our community, the LGBTQ community, but it also let me get to the bottom of what Miles was doing. So it was a win-win situation.
There's a lot of Miles's out there and a lot of Ambers. And for me to tell my story, as long as I was able to connect with some viewers and change lives, and be a pioneer to just standing up and not being afraid of who you are is terrifying. As terrifying as it may be an example, you know, and help people with my story.
Absolutely. So, Milan, you had no idea that Miles was still involved with Amber, however.
No, I had an idea. Well, he wasn't involved with Amber, but I did suspect that he was because they have a very close relationship, and that relationship always bothered me because Amber is his ex. And when me and Miles started dating, that was his ex. And so for the entire time we were together, that was his ex. So I'm trying to figure out, like, why are you still hanging out? Why are you still talking to her? Why are you still, you know, like, what are you doing? This is your ex. I mean, even if Miles was a guy and, I mean, a girl, and if Amber was a guy and that was her ex, anybody would feel a certain type of way with a person continuously in some type of relationship, somebody they used to be with, and they are supposed to be moving on. So
now, Miles, you got to tell us, what made you not want to tell Amber and be, like, so upfront, like, right away with the whole thing? I'm not saying not everybody, but just Amber particularly.
Just the whole telling people that I love, and Amber, her family, my family, it was just hard. So for a while, it was easier for us to just live separate lives. You know, I don't know if she was dating. I suspect that she was, and I was in a new relationship, and we were just moving on. But, you know, we were best friends. And just knowing how she would have taken the news, it just took me a little bit longer to tell her, you know what I mean? Because I had to figure out the right way to tell her. And I thank the show because they're the ones who actually helped me with different scenarios and options on how I should and how to go about it, you know what I mean?
No, definitely. And I like the fact that you guys did go to therapists and to talk about it, and so that way it might not have, you know, have been what she wants to hear, but it was very honest to the fact that, you know, you know, you told her, she knows now, and it's like there's no areas, like, she knows that. How's she been, like, dealing with it still? Is it, like, so hard for her to deal with, or has she been, like, you know what, cool, we still cool people?
You know what, initially it was very hard for Amber. I mean, you'll see, I don't think she was more so mad that I was gay. I think she was more so mad that she felt like I couldn't tell her. Like, it was more of an embarrassment. Like, if I'm your best friend, how come you couldn't tell me and you're telling me on national TV? You know what I mean? I think it was more of that versus her being mad that I'm actually involved in another relationship. But we're cool now today. Me and Amber are good. Like, we're on good terms as of now. Watching it back and reliving the situation makes it hard at times, but, you know, as of today, me and Amber.
So now, Milan, you got to tell me how you and Miles, like, met. I know you guys met in the club, but, like, give me the whole story, how that all came about.
So we, in L.A., we have, like, industry parties where everybody go to, and this particular party, I haven't seen Miles for about maybe, like, 2 to 3 weeks, probably longer than that, like, a lot, actually, probably, like, 7 times in total. And I was at a Lil Wayne's party, and Miles just basically walked up to me and was like, yo, I heard you a producer and you a rapper. I'm a rapper too. We need to get in the studio and blah, 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 blah. And with all that being said, I instantaneously knew that he was gay and he was trying to holler. So I kind of entertained it. We went into the studio, and lo and behold, 2.5 years later, this is my boyfriend. So, you know, that's pretty much how it went.
Exactly. So now, you both do music. You just mentioned that, Milan. And I got to say, your music is dope. Miles, your music is dope as well. So I guess whoever wants to go first, tell me, you know, what made you both or individually want to start doing music?
Well, for me, I've always been into music. I used to be in Chicago's Children's Choir in Chicago. And also, I was also a dancer in U5U and K59. Shout out to all of my old Chicago stomping grounds. And I just love music. So when I got to LA, I ended up getting booked for a commercial, and I made a really good money because it was a national commercial. And I took that money, or some of that money, and I started investing in making my own brand. And then one day I went on a set for 16 hours doing a Beyonce music video. And at that moment I realized, you know what? I need to invest in myself, because here I am 16 hours in it, and I'm probably going to be like 3 seconds in this woman's music video and making her this big gargantuan star, which she already is because of her talent. But just being a part of that just made influence me and inspire me to do my own thing. So,
and as for me, Miles, a lot of people don't know, I was in a group, an R&B group, for 7 years, and I was the rapper of the group. And, you know, unfortunately, we disbanded, and I was actually scared to go solo. I didn't know if I really was going to do it, but something in me, music is, it's just a part of my life, and I couldn't stop doing it. So I just said, you know what, I'm going to just pursue a solo career, and ever since then, that's what's out there. It's on iTunes, and, you know, my first video's out and up, and, yeah, I'm excited.
Exactly. And Miles, you have a new project that's out right now. Can we kind of talk about the project just a little bit?
Absolutely. Are you talking about my hats or my music?
Actually, we can talk about them both since you mentioned it, because I did see the hats. Okay. And I was like, these hats are fly as hell.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I have a new a luxury hat line that just actually is out today. Everyone can go order their hats online. It's justlove.la. And the hat line is called Just Love. And it's, you know, to keep the movement going. You know, no judgment, no hate, just love. They're all suede. It's a suede hat line. And, yeah, you know, it's to support the movement. And hopefully people take a part and take a stance with him aligned coming out. It's really who I am. I have not and will not change as an artist. You know, I've been this artist before I came out, and I'm going to remain the same artist. I feel like there's a little contradiction, like, and I mean, conspiracy right there, because I'm kind of talking about women, and, you know, it's causing an uproar, like, just because I came out, I'm not allowed to talk to women, but I'm the same artist.
Right.
You know what I mean, I just... one small aspect of my life, which is revealing who I lay with, now all of a sudden my music has to change. Absolutely not. You know what I mean? I'm not a gay rapper. I'm a rapper who happens to be an open bisexual man. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's where I'm at right now, man.
Right. And I'm glad you confirmed, like, what your sexuality was in an in-depth sense, because a lot of people have been like, oh, well, how can you be talking about girls? But he said he's gay, but I'm glad that you clarified instead of what it was.
Right.
That people aren't so confused. We definitely appreciate that.
No problem, no problem.
And Milan, you produce, right?
No, I'm a rapper. I produce sometimes, but
okay.
I'm an artist. I'm a music artist. So, yeah, that was one of the things, too. You know, and I also have an underwear line. I have actually a clothing line. I own a Beverly Hills White Smile tightening business. And of course, I'm a music artist. And then, you know, producing is something that you learn while you're in the studio rapping, and being in the studio for so long, you learn how to produce and do your own thing to save money when you're broke. So,
right.
Yeah.
Got to. And can we talk about the underwear line? Because I did see a lot of the photo shoot pictures for the line via your Instagram.
Yeah, so the underwear line is made in the United States. It's made out of the best fabrics in the world. They come in, like, all different colors, like green, blue, yellow, purple, white, just very different colors. And they're made to be designed to promote the male aesthetic. So it makes the person who puts it on look like they have a bigger bum or a bigger front side. You know what I mean? So they're really dope underwear. They fit to the body.
Nice. And where can people get that? Because I know that's been, like, a burning question that people wanted me to ask.
You can buy them on MilanChristopher.com. Just go to my website and go to the web store, and they're up there on MilanChristopher.com. Like, everything about me that I promote or sell is on MilanChristopher.com and the web store. Even booking me is on there as well. Like, you can book me from my website.
Absolutely. So now, I know you guys got to get ready to go. So let me ask, like, how would you say, like, overall – the Love & Hip Hop platform has helped you guys, you know, be able to, you know, promote your different brands, be able to come out. Like, how would you say, like, you know, Love & Hip Hop has helped you both?
I think for me, what I really wanted to do when I first started off on the show was to help people who were like me be able to have someone to look up to or to see that you can be yourself and be successful. It was a lot of people on television, like, like the Derek Chase and the RuPaul's. And me and Miles are not the only gay guys that look and act like us. Majority of gay guys actually look and act like us. And you know what I mean? So it's
hard right.
That we don't see that. So, you know, that was one of the biggest things for me, to just be some kind of like a voice to those people who are being unheard and unseen.
And for me, like, since we have, you know, done the show, I've got so many retweets and so many messages and so many DMs thanking me, hearing other people's stories and stuff. And that alone has been enough with the platform. You know what I mean? Yes, my music is getting a lot of attention now. Yes, I am popular now. Yes, everybody know my face. Those are all, you know, perks of, you know, being on the show. But the fact that our story is actually inspiring others, helping others, means the most.
Right. And the definition,
it's like
is, I see
it's not even about me alone, you know?
And I've definitely seen a lot of people, like, especially by friends that even say, you know what, even the fact that they've been so open about their lives, even if, you know, I was skeptical at first, you know, with telling Amber, them just coming on the show, like, such as loving hip-hop and being so open about it, is just phenomenal. Because nowadays, you know, we do have the people that want to be on the DL, don't want to hide, and they don't want to tell anybody, or whatever the case might be. But I've seen a lot of great love on my end, and I thought that, gotta say thank y'all for, like, you know, even doing that, for, you know, just people letting them know that it's okay to be who you are. That's the biggest thing that people understand.
Right.
You can be who you are, no matter if you're purple, green, transsexual, straight, whatever.
Right.
You can be
right.
Whoever you want to be. And that's the message.
Right. Exactly.
Nights like this, I be cruising. Seat laid back, windows down, got that boom boom in my system. Turn it up when I need to vent some.
Get out of the chair, you've been chasing.
They said you're cute or whatever,
but I could introduce you to someone much better.
You know that'd be
much better.
Bad bitch, make money.
Need
someone to call you up when you're lonely.
I'll put it on your real good when you want it. I'll put it on your real good when you want it.
Take me there, show me you can. I'm giving you all of me, grandma.
usually cool, I'm usually harder, but you got me falling for you. Touch me, tease me, make me feel the air. Bring me down, boy, pull my hair. Make me love it just like that.
Trout niggas, when you wake up before you brush your teeth, you grab your scrap niggas. All the time you get down on your knees, you don't crowd niggas. Fuck what you heard, God blessing all the trout niggas. God blessing all the trout niggas.
I'm telling y'all, Future just really kills that record. I mean, every time I hear You Just Gotta Get Loose, Trap Niggas Future on My Fierce Wings on air with David Duane. Yes, yes, yes. So that was our interview with Milan and Miles of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. If you guys missed it, guess what? We are going to roll it back for y'all right now. So sit back and relax. Here we go. What's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning back into On Air with David Duane, your one and only rock star on the mic. My Fierce Wings Radio right here, right now. We got Love and Hip Hop Hollywood's Miles and Milan with us. What's going on, fellas?
Good. How are you?
We are doing good. Thanks so much, Rod, joining us today. We definitely appreciate it. Got to tell us, what made you both want to join Love and Hip Hop and then be so open about, you know, the relationship that you guys both share together?
You know, for me, this is Milan, by the way. I don't know if you know our voices between the two, but for me, I just really wanted to help out the community because there was no one on television that was like me or Miles, you know, and there was no relationships, any open gay black relationships on television either. And when I was suspecting Miles of doing things behind my back, I thought that this would be a good platform to explore because not only will it help out our community, the LGBTQ community, but it also let me get to the bottom of what Miles was doing. So it was a win-win situation.
There's a lot of Miles's out there and a lot of Ambers. And for me to tell my story, as long as I was able to connect with some viewers and change lives and be a pioneer to just standing up and not being afraid of who you are, is terrifying as it may be an example, you know, and help people with my story.
Absolutely. So, Milan, you had no idea that Miles was still involved with Amber, however.
No, I had an idea. He wasn't involved with Amber, but I did suspect that he was because they have a very close relationship, and that relationship always bothered me because Amber is his ex, and when me and Miles started dating, that was his ex. And so for the entire time we were together, that was his ex. So I'm trying to figure out, like, why are you still hanging out? Why are you still talking to her? Why are you still, you know, like, what are you doing? This is your ex. I mean, even if Miles was a guy and, I mean, a girl, and if Amber was a guy and that was her ex, anybody would feel a certain type of way with a person continuously,
certainly.
I mean, some type of relationship, somebody they used to be with and they are supposed to be moving on.
So now, Miles, you got to tell us, what made you not want to tell Amber and be, like, so upfront, like, right away with the whole thing? I'm not saying not everybody, but just Amber particularly.
Just the whole telling people that I love, and Amber, her family, my family, it was just hard. So for a while, it was easier for us to just live separate lives. You know, I don't know if she was dating. I suspect that she was, and I was in a new relationship, and we were just moving on. But, you know, we were best friends. And just knowing how she would have taken the news, it just took me a little bit longer to tell her, you know what I mean? Because I had to figure out the right way to tell her. And I thank the show because they're the ones who actually helped me with different scenarios and options on how I should and how to go about it, you know what I mean?
No, definitely. And I like the fact that you guys did go to therapists and to talk about it, and so that way it might not have, you know, have been what she wants to hear, but it was very honest to the fact that, you know, she you know, you told her. She knows now, and it's like there's no areas, like, she knows that. How's she been, like, dealing with it still? Is it, like, so hard for her to deal with, or has she been, like, you know what, cool, we still cool people?
You know what, initially it was very hard for Amber. I mean, you'll see, I don't think she was more so mad that I was gay. I think she was more so mad that she felt like I couldn't tell her. Like, it was more of an embarrassment. Like, if I'm your best friend, how come you couldn't tell me and you're telling me on national TV? You know what I mean? I think it was more of that versus her being mad that I'm actually involved in another relationship. But we're cool now today. Me and Amber are good. Like, we're on good terms as of now. Watching it back and reliving the situation makes it hard at times, but, you know, as of today, me and Amber.
So now, Milan, you got to tell me how you and Miles, like, met. I know you guys met in the club, but, like, give me the whole story, how that all came about.
So we, in L.A., we have, like, industry parties where everybody go to, and this particular party, I haven't seen Miles for about maybe, like, 2 to 3 weeks, probably longer than that, like, a lot, actually. actually, probably like 7 times in total. And I was at a Lil Wayne's party, and Miles just basically walked up to me and was like, yo, I heard you a producer and you a rapper. I'm a rapper too. We need to get in the studio and blah, 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 blah. And with all that being said, I instantaneously knew that he was gay and he was trying to holler. So I kind of entertained it. We went into the studio, and lo and behold, 2.5 years later, this is my boyfriend. So, you know, that's pretty much how it went.
Exactly. So now you both do music. You just mentioned that, Milan. And I got to say, your music is dope. Miles, your music is dope as well. So I guess whoever wants to go first, tell me, you know, what made you both or individually want to start doing music?
Well, for me, I've always been into music. I used to be in Chicago's Children's Choir in Chicago. And also, I was also a dancer in U5U and K59. Shout out to all of my old Chicago stomping grounds. And I just love music. So, when I got to L.A., I ended up getting booked for a commercial. And I made really good money because it was a national commercial. And I took that money or some of that money, and I started investing in making my own brand. And then one day I went on a set for 16 hours doing a Beyonce music video. And at that moment, I realized, you know what? I need to invest in myself, because here I am 16 hours in it, and I'm probably going to be like 3 seconds in this woman's music video and making her this big gargantuan star, which she already is because of her talent. But just being a part of that just made influence me and inspire me to do my own thing. So,
and as for me, Miles, a lot of people don't know, I was in a group, an R&B group, for 7 years, and I was the rapper of the group. And, you know, unfortunately, we disbanded, and I was actually scared to go solo. I didn't know if I really was going to do it, but something in me, music is, it's just a part of my life, and I couldn't stop doing it. So I just said, you know what, I'm going to just pursue a solo career, and ever since then, that's what's out there. It's on iTunes, and, you know, my first video's out and up, and, yeah, I'm excited.
Exactly. And Miles, you have a new project that's out right now. Can we kind of talk about the project just a little bit?
Absolutely. Are you talking about my hats or my music?
Actually, we can talk about them both since you mentioned it, because I did see the hats, okay. And I was like, these hats are fly as hell.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I have a new a luxury hat line that just actually is out today. Everyone can go order their hats online. It's justlove.la. And the hat line is called Just Love. And it's, you know, to keep the movement going. You know, no judgment, no hate, just love. They're all suede. It's a suede hat line. And, yeah, you know, it's to support the movement. And hopefully people take a part and take a stance with him alive coming out. It's really who I am. I have not and will not change as an artist. You know, I've been this artist before I came out, and I'm going to remain the same artist. I feel like there's a little contradiction, conspiracy right there, because I'm kind of talking about women, and, you know, it's causing an uproar, like, just because I came out, I'm not allowed to talk to women, but I'm the same artist.
Right.
You know what I mean, I just... one small aspect of my life, which is revealing who I lay with, now all of a sudden my music has to change. Absolutely not. You know what I mean? I'm not a gay rapper. I'm a rapper who happens to be an open bisexual man. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's where I'm at right now, man.
Right. And I'm glad you confirmed, like, what your sexuality was in an in-depth sense, because a lot of people have been like, oh, well, how can he be talking about girls? But he said he's gay, but I'm glad that you clarified and said what it was.
Right.
That people aren't so confused. We definitely appreciate that.
No problem, no problem.
So, and Milan, you produce, right?
No, I'm a rapper. I produce sometimes, but
okay.
I'm an artist. I'm a music artist. So, yeah, that was one of the things, too. You know, and I also have an underwear line. I have actually a clothing line. I own a Beverly Hills White Smile lightning business. And of course, I'm a music artist. And then, you know, producing is something that you learn while you're in the studio rapping and being in the studio for so long. You learn how to produce and do your own thing to save money when you're broke. So,
right.
Yeah.
Got to. And can we talk about the underwear line? Because I did see a lot of the photo shoot pictures for the line via your Instagram.
Yeah, so the underwear line is made in Chicago. Made in the United States. It's made out of the best fabrics in the world. They come in, like, all different colors, like green, blue, yellow, purple, white, just very different colors. And it, they're made to be designed to promote the male aesthetic. So it makes mm-hmm. the person who puts it on look like they have a bigger bum or a bigger front side. You know what I mean? So they're really dope underwear. They fit to the body.
Nice. And where can people get that? Because I know that's been like a burning question that people wanted me to ask.
You can buy them on MilanChristopher.com. Just go to my website and go to the web store. And they're up there on MilanChristopher.com. Like everything about me that I promote or sell is on MilanChristopher.com and web store. Even booking me is on there as well. Like you can book me from my website.
Absolutely. So now I know you guys got to get ready to go. So let me ask, like, how would you say, like, overall the Love and Hip Hop platform has helped you guys, you know, be able to, you know, promote your different brands, be able to come out? Like, how would you say, like, you know, Love and Hip Hop itself, you both?
I think for me, what I really wanted to do when I first started off on the show was to help people who were like me be able to have someone to look up to or to see that you can be yourself and be successful. It was a lot of people on television, like the Derek Chase and the RuPaul's. And me and my are not the only gay guys that look and act like us. Majority of gay guys actually look and act like us. And you know what I mean? So it's hard
right.
that we don't see that. So, you know, that was one of the biggest things for me to just be some kind of like a voice to those people who are being unheard and unseen.
And for me, like, since we have, you know, done the show, I've got so many retweets and so many messages and so many DMs thanking me, hearing other people's stories. And that alone has been enough with the platform. You know what I mean? Yes, my music is getting a lot of attention now. Yes, I am popular now. Yes, everybody know my face. Those are all, you know, perks of, you know, being on the show. But the fact that our story is actually inspiring others, helping others, means the most.
Right. And it definitely
it's
like is. I see
it's not even about me alone anymore, you know?
And I've definitely seen a lot of people, like, especially by friends that even say, you know what, even the fact that they've been so open about their lives, even if, you know, I was skeptical at first, you know, with telling Amber, them just coming on the show, like, such as Love and Hip Hop and being so open about it, is just phenomenal. Because nowadays, you know, we do have the people that want to be on the DL, they want to hide, and they don't want to tell anybody, or whatever the case might be. But I've seen a lot of great love on my end, and I thought that I gotta say thank y'all for, like, you know, even doing that, for, you know, just people letting them know that it's okay to be who you are. That's the biggest thing that people
right,
understand.
Right.
You can be who you are, no matter if you're purple, green, transsexual, straight, whatever.
Right,
you can be
right.
whoever you want to be, and that's the message.